That's a weird prayer.
Today's lunch for the Nishas Chaim Luz Shum Shai Moshe Neil Rivka Bas Moshe Israel. It's from Anach where Moshe was chus for Shalem Chaim Moshe and Malcolm and Brach Masar Malcolm at Yitzchak and Pegel Nina and it's chus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we are finishing up over here in Siman Reish Ayin Ches. We stopped in the middle of the Mishnah Berurah over here and the Mishnah Berurah had discussed that when you're putting out a candle for a chayla, it is according to many, just a issa d'rabbanan, since it's a malacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa, still it's aser to do, but it's a malacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa. That's what the Mechaber explained it. Now, as I mentioned yesterday, Mishabura now goes into an explanation. It's a little bit nuanced to understand it, but let's try our best. You can explain why is this con what why is this considered a malacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa? What classifies it as that? I want to fire out. So why is that not considered a malacha she'tzarech l'gufa? Why is it she'ein tzarech l'gufa? Says the Mishabura, it's on for those inside, it's on page Nun Tes, about 6 lines into the Mishnah Berurah. This is why is it called a malacha that's not needed lagufa? Shehare ain't tzarech l'tachlis samalacha. Your goal over here is not the outcome, the tachlis of what comes out of the malacha. So ain't tzarech l'kibuy b'shvil atzma. You don't need the fire because you want the fire out. Ella shumechabem in the ezinan. You're putting the fire out for a different reason. Kigoyim. So I'm not putting out the fire because of the sake of putting out the fire. I'm putting out the fire for a different, unrelated reason because the fire disturbs the chayla from sleeping. Oy, shu chasal Hashem and Shabaner, shalo yidlek kulei achshav, right? Or I don't want to use up my oil. So I'm not putting out the fire because I need the fire out. I'm putting up the fire out because I don't want the oil to burn. So it's a different, it's unrelated. Sometimes you light a candle, the fire gets very big. You worry that that fire is going to ruin the lamp. Since you worry it's going to ruin the lamp, so I'm putting out the fire. But my reason I'm putting out the fire is not directly attached. It's the lamp that I'm worried about. I have a fire burning in my fireplace. I want to save the wood for tomorrow, so I'm putting it out. So although they're tied to each other, we accomplish one with another, but it all goes with your reasoning. I'm putting out the fire, not because I want the fire out, not because that's what I want to accomplish. I want a fire out. I'm putting out the fire because I want to save the wood. Now, Sheherei. You're putting out a fire because you're worried it's going to burn your house. All these things are considered ein tzarech l'gufa. Your kavana as to why you do it is not your outcome that you're looking for is not the actual malacha. And so too we find in other malachas. And he's going to give us an example over here, which will make it much easier for to understand, because this is very nuanced. I'm putting out the fire because I want to save the wood, right? So we would think that they're tied one to another, but no, it's not. I'm not putting out the fire for the sake of putting out the fire. I'm putting out the fire for the sake of saving the wood. Kegoyim. Okay, so here's an example, be much easier to understand, and then we can relate to it. Hachoyfe guma, ve'ein tzarech la'afara. Right, I am digging out dirt. Right, I don't need the dirt. I need the ditch. Shemalacha yaguma. Right, v'chayev bebayis mishum boina u'misada mishum chayrish. In if I would, it was either would be building, or building or plowing. Right. So if I did it, if I dug up dirt because I want a hole. Okay, so then that is the tachlis of the malacha. The cave and ain't tzarech leguma have a malacha, she ain't tzarech legufa. Okay, I'm sorry, I messed it up. Okay, let's go back a little because I left out a word and it changed all chat. Kigoyim, hachoyfa guma ve'ain tzarech el afara. I'm digging a hole because I need the dirt, not because I don't need the dirt, because I need the dirt. Okay, now what is the malacha over here? The malacha is not the digging of the dirt. The malacha is I created a ditch, right? Now, if I'm building a house and I dig a hole, that's bina, okay? Because that's part of building a house. If I have a field and I dig it up because I want to plow it, that is a malacha. That's a malacha of cheresh. But over here, what did I do? I need the dirt. Because I took the dirt, agav, a ditch was created. But my reason for digging the dirt was because I wanted the dirt, not because I wanted the actual malacha. What's the actual malacha? As I have a ditch now. So that is all. That is enesarach legufay. So it's easier to relate over here. Shamalacha. What is the malacha? He aguma. That is the ditch. V'chayev bebayis mishum bayna. If my purpose was a ditch, I would be over bayna. Ubesa. That was in a field mishum chayrish because I am plowing. V'kev in the ain tzarach leguma. I don't need the ditch. Have a malachish ain tzarach legufa. So now the malacha happens, but that wasn't what I wanted. So that's considered malachish ain tzarach legufa. The Ein Lecha, says the Mishabura, very interesting. The Ein Lecha Kibu Yatzarach Legufay, you will never have putting out a fire that's going to fall into the category of Malacha Shetzrucha Legufay. If I have a piece of wood burning and I want to make coals, how do we make coals? I'm not an expert on this, but seemingly you light a piece of wood, it burns till it's a certain charcoal. And then you put the fire out. Okay? That is the malacha. That is the malacha. The malacha is creating the coals, is putting out the fire. That's how you make coals. You want the top to be blackened, right? Oh, so now that's malacha. So we spoke about this in the past. The old candles used to light them beforehand, and then once you lit it once, it would burn better. It would light better, right? So there, those are the only two cases of putting out a fire. That's malacha shetzricha legufa. So according to this, very interesting, never, according to everything we learned so far, never is putting out a fire a deraisa. It's always a derabanan, okay? Obviously, a derabanan that's also to do, but it's always a derabanan. Right, which now Amir Lakan will be easier, for a choil will be easier. It's always, except in the case where I'm making coals or I want to blacken the thing. However, Rambam poisik the malacha chain tzarach legufa chayiv aleha v'afilu poisik manal. Now the Rambam holds that even a malacha she'ein tzarach legufa is a iser, and even according to the poiskim that we just said, it's still not something that you're allowed to do. So again, this is all. In Lamaisa, you can't do it, but because according to this, it's a derabanan, it affects the halacha in these various situations. Primary, very obvious example is what we just hear, where we're talking about a chayla. Issa, now Mishabura just finishes because he just went through a whole shtickle that putting out a fire is not a malacha shetzarach legufa, and therefore it's only us in the very seferim. He didn't want that all of a sudden people should stop putting out fires. Issa can be a chama mishar issa derabanan. Okay, the issa putting out a fire is a more stringent isser than many other drabanans. Kaven the yesh bei tzad chiyav l'kula alma. In putting out a fire, there is a situations of putting out a fire is you are oiva. So therefore, when the rabbanan said don't do it, it's not like something don't do it. It's a gzeira, my brit. It's a real issa, and you're not allowed to. You're obviously not allowed to do it, except in those situations where we have, like for example, we said the chayla and other things. Okay, now let's go to Siman Reish Ayin Tes. And over here, we're going to talk about moving a candle on Shabbos. Now, there is a very interesting discussion amongst the Achronim. What is muksa about a candle? Okay, not yet. What is muksa about a candle? And it's complicated because really the mukta, so and what's the mukta and what's the basis to the mukta? Okay, so I'm going to continue this topic of the basis. Something that is serving the mukta gets the same din as the mukta. So what is it? And the best way to understand it, because and this is, seems to be the way most of the Achronim learn, which is interesting, the actual muktzah is the fire. Right now, even though a fire doesn't have real mamashis, right, the actual muktzah is the fire itself. That is mukta, right? Because they struggle to understand why you can't move a candle on Shabbos. We'll see how this affects when we get into it. The actual mukta is the fire. Okay, that fire is mukta. The candle or the oil is a basis to the fire, and that's what the Yisr. Just a little bit of Akdama. We'll see it makes a little bit of a difference over here as we go through this siman. Let's start with Sif Aleph. Ner shadlika by Ba'isa Shabbos. A candle that was lit that Shabbos obviously doesn't mean that it was lit on Shabbos, it was lit before Shabbos. Afal pishakava, even if it goes out, asal atalta, you're not allowed to move it. V'chein, right? Now, I already gave you a little bit of a hint. Why can't you move it? Because the candle became basis to the fire, and therefore the candle was muktzeh when Bein HaShemashos comes in, and therefore it's asa to move it. V'chein, and so to Moisa HaShemesh HaBener Shadliku by Ba'isa Shabbos, I lit an oil lamp for Shabbos, and the fire goes out, and there's oil still in the sometimes some oil remains in the lamp. Also, Taltoi, you're not allowed to move it. Ulistapik many ways of Shabbos. You're also not allowed to use that oil if you want to use it for something. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Afa bishakav vehenu. Afilo nisha by shem and klal. Even if no oil was left in the lamp, the fire went out. Now all you have left is the oil lamp. Vatam the cave and the Bein Hashmashos so you also betiltol. Since during Bein Hashmashos, this lamp became, or the candelabra, or whatever it is that's holding, became asa to be metaltol. Lefisha hanaisa haner vashemen vapsila basas l'shalheves. The Mishmaru says exactly what we just said. The candle, the lamp, the oil, the wick, all became basas to the fire. Okay, shehi davar asa betiltol. The fire itself is asa to be metaltol. So he brings in here another concept that we've had already. Something that is mukta when it comes in Bein HaShemashos remains mukta the whole Shabbos. So since the lamp was basis to the fire, and therefore the lamp became mukta Bein HaShemashos, it remains mukta the entire Shabbos. Mukta machmas right? This is mukta because it's asr to use it. Okay, so we're going to see as we get more into mukta, there's other types of muktas. Mukta machmas issa, there's mukta machmas chasar and kis, there's other different types. They came along, they lisura, you're not allowed to move it. Now, im yesh emes ein Yehudi olav al yedei haner, if you have a fear from the goy because of the candle, what does that mean? Kishmoy, shavhoy, bizman, amiroyim. During the days of the Meirah, on the day there was a certain religion that they were makbid that Jews were not allowed to light candles on the day of their Yom Tov. These going the Chol Kegav, no similar to that. Okay, and therefore the candle, you lit the candle because you need a candle for Shabbos. Now the candle went out, you want to hide it so if the guy comes in, he doesn't see that you lit a candle and you're going to get in trouble. Mutalatalatalachashakav, and then you're allowed to move it after. It went out. Shilte gavoyer v'chemesi v'sefer toisa Shabbos. Udoloi k'magen Avraham. Magen Avraham disagrees. Umipremigad the mashma shem yoris sheyakehu that he's going to hit him. Aishahefs and mamen is going to cause you a monetary loss. Kol ha'mashar everybody holds that in such a case it would be mutta. Moisa. Then he said that not only is the lamp usser is remains mukta, but the oil as well. Moisa Hashemesh in there. The leftover oil, who had the moisan there, asa michelev uveshayev. It's made from fat, so wax should leak it by bais of Shabbos v'chava. So if you have a wax candle and the candle goes out for whatever reason, you're not allowed to move it. It remains mukta. Again, it was basis to the fire. Lotalto oil stopping men, you're not allowed to move it. You're not allowed to use the oil. The oil, the hooks of betchilas kedinas Shabbos, it's telling us the same thing. And since when Shabbos came in, it was mukta. The heinu shebein hashmashos kshaya doyle kaya asal estapik b'meni. You are now allowed to use the oil while the fire was burning. The hamestapik mishemesh shebeder chayiv mishum mechaba. Because here's a double problem. Besides the fact that the shemen was hooked to, was a basis to the candle, but oil itself, the lamp was a basis to oil itself. There's a halacha that when a candle's burning, you're not allowed to take any of the oil. Why? Chayim mishum mechaba, because that makes the fire go out earlier. So we view that as putting the fire out. So since you weren't allowed to use the oil when Shabbos came in, is ketzoy lekula yom, it remains muktzeh the whole day. Shaloi l'stap meni af achas shakov, even after it went out. The cave in she'asa lehenis meni kol yom Shabbos. Since you're not allowed to use the oil the whole Shabbos, or again, because I couldn't use it Bein HaShemashos, I can't use it the whole Shabbos. Anything that I cannot use on Shabbos is mukta. Therefore, I'm not the ain roi l'klum. Umavad mizeh, but tiltul gufa hooked to bebenish basha, shenasa hakel basal shabbos. To move, number one, I'm not allowed to use it because I wasn't allowed to use that oil banish mashes. Number two, the whole thing became buses to the fire, ukdel, as we explained in the beginning. And since all these things became buses to the fire, they remain mukta the whole Shabbos. Okay, we'll stop over here, and we will start with Sif Beis tomorrow.